in terms of your selection, because you played so well in midweek, you brought one or two players in. Does that make your selection on Sunday slightly more difficult? Because those players really performed well for you, didn't they?
It's an interesting one after the event, because before the event, there's a lot of question marks over will you change the side. And some negativity, by the way, as if it's a negative to change the side. I made it clear, I believe, in the group that we've got. I think we've moved it forward again. excuse me, despite losing a couple of important players, I think we've moved it forward again. And I've got every faith in this group. And I think the way they performed was actually what I believe they could perform like. I think it was a very good performance. And some very good individual performances within that. They certainly remind you of what they can do. And the other thing to clear up, and I mentioned afterwards, is the usual thing, and don't get me wrong, it makes a story, and everyone knows that a slight negative makes a bigger story, but there's this kind of thought of why you're resting players. No one ever thinks, it's not about resting players. It's about getting other players match time in a real game. That's a proper game the other night because of what it means in the area. You know, the cup competition has been questioned. We know it's not as important in the grand scheme of things as the Premier League, but it still is important, and never more so than when you're playing a local derby. So I knew that the game would have an edge to it. I wanted them players to go and play in that because it did have an edge to it, and they handled it very, very well. Good for them as individuals, good for the team, and good for me as a manager to know that the players are even fitter from that experience, mentally and physically, and even more available for the challenges that come ahead.
Okay, and you're going to be up against Kieran Trippier. Well, you're likely to be up against Kieran Trippier on Sunday. How pleased are you to see him flourishing?
Well, I won't be up against him because I'd have sorted him out.
Not you personally.
Don't worry about that. Yeah, he wouldn't have a chance against me with my talent and my pace. But no, Trips was fantastic here. He was good, I believe, before I got here. But when I got here, my staff got here, absolutely fantastic. He listened to what we wanted from him. He developed both for himself and for us and the team. I've got nothing but good news to say about Trips and good things to say about him. Great off the pitch with the group. Real character amongst the lads and great on the pitch when we needed him. And he's continues to flourish and fair play to him. He's had to wait, he's had to be patient, which is not one of Tripp's best traits because he wants to play every minute of every game, to be fair to him. But he's had to stick in there and be patient and keep working hard at himself as a person and as a player and mould himself into what Tottenham needed, particularly under the manager there. And he's done that. And you know, massive credit once again to him. And eventually, his chance has come. I think he was pushing anyway, by the way, regardless of Walker going. I think he was pushing. Eventually, his breakthrough would have come, in my belief. But obviously, it's down to their manager. And now that Walker's gone, then he's got a real chance to stamp his authority on it. But nothing but good news to say about him.
And just finally, the inevitable question about transfers. With a week to go, you've said that you've got a couple of things active. How confident are you that you might be able to get some of these deals wrapped up by next
week? Well, we'll see. I've been very confident about deals that have gone away in a heartbeat. So, you know, I think we're believing that there's situations that can still, probably anyway, still come our way. But as I suggest, you know, I've had situations disappear when you think it's signed and sealed. So we'll have to just be open-minded about what comes.
So it could be a late night, could it, potentially?
Oh, we'll see. Well, you're hoping to have your business done by then, or at least the wheels turning that takes. Because these transfers, don't forget, they can't be done literally last minute. Everyone makes out these stories, but I can assure you they haven't been done last minute. They'll have been done during the day because of the medicals and things like that. So things will hopefully be in place, ready for the last day. And anything we do get over the line will be because it's already been in place. It's highly unlikely you get something at 5 o'clock in the evening and it gets done. It does happen, but it's rare that it happens just because of the way that it works now. You've got all these different things to get done in one day. You know, medicals, paperwork, et cetera, et cetera.